2-1. It was a difficult start. They were good at the start of the game and probably the better team in the first half, although we did have two good chances first half, 2-1-1s with Callum and Scott, but they were a better team, I thought, first half. Tried to change it a wee bit second half and get Evan a wee bit higher up the pitch, and I thought we did that. And there wasn't much in the second half, but we scored two great goals, watched them back, and a great strike for Callum and great play for Johnny for the second goal, put it inside for Brandon, and a good finish, his first of the season with 2 minutes to go. So not happy with the win. Probably wasn't much in the game, but 2 bits of quality won us a game.
St Johnson seemed to dominate a lot of possession, and they had a lot more corners.
Yep.
But without being as effective as they could have been.
No, they did have the set pieces and did 2 or 3 big players. So did a couple of older boys playing today as well, and we managed to match that. And we managed to defend reasonably well for the majority of the time. I said, but especially we need to do more going forward. I've said the boys all season about scoring goals. And as I said, it's 2 great goals, 2 wonderful strikes, and happy with that.
And you had a couple of young guys playing today.
Yep. Paul's just back for Benfica, just on Saturday night, late. But he was short, so I followed him in a full back and took him a wee while to get going. But after that, did well. And Josh playing again for 90 minutes against probably their best player. And it was tough for him at times, could do better with the first goal, but battled away, and I thought he finished a stronger player towards the end of the game. And obviously Matty coming on, so these boys are 15-year-old, Matty coming on for the last 20 minutes, I think it was, did a wee bit and stuff as well, so it's great. It allows them to see what it's all about, that wee step up, but they're doing well with under-16s at the moment, under-17s with their first year, so it's good to give them a wee taste to see if they can handle it.
So far, your thoughts on the season so far? Because you can probably either finish 9th or 10th.
Yeah. Largely good in spells. I thought we had a good start, and we had, especially the first 3-4 months, maybe it took us a couple of games to get going, but after that, we had a settled team. We obviously 2 or 3 first team boys coming into that, the settled 8 or 9 that we had, and we got a lot of wins, and especially here at home at Kelt, we did really well. After Christmas, with Connor and Scott going out on loan and Callum getting injured and Johnny got injured for large spells, it was a bit chop and change for a bit, and we probably weren't as good for maybe a 7-8 game spell. But again, finished strongly with a couple of wins, so delighted for them. And in the main, I think all the players have improved, I think you can see that, and it's just get that next final push to get in towards the first team's the hardest bit in football, and they need to work really, really hard to get that, but they've given themselves a good start this season.
So overall, good season.
Yeah, reasonably happy. So there's always wee bits you can pick up on, but as a season, I say, where we are, we've worked with a very small squad, we've got 8 or 9 players, and some coming for the 17s and some coming down for the first team, so it's difficult to work on things sometimes, but as a season as a whole, I think there's loads of positives, some loads of good performances. I said, look, Callum's came in from nowhere, and I think he's got 14, 15 goals this season, so he's been a big plus, and he's missed a lot of the season through injury as well, a chunk of it, so there's loads of positives, and all in all, a pretty good season.
So I'll look forward to next season then.